planning for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina Mari here, and we're thrilled to have Dr. Eleanor Galvin on again this week from familydoctors.ie in North Farnham in Dublin. Good morning, Dr. Eleanor, how are you?
Good morning, Trina, great, thank you.
Now, we're hearing about a mumps outbreak, particularly in Trinity College, so I think it seems to be mostly in Dublin at the moment. But I did read online that there's been an 84% increase in mumps reported. So tell me, are you seeing it in the surgery, first of all?
Thank God I've seen no mumps so far.
None so far, okay.
Last year there was 580 cases in the country. So far we're in mid-February and there's 250 cases. A huge increase.
Is there a certain time of year that you tend to see it?
It doesn't matter at all. It's highly contagious. It's a virus. It takes about two and a half weeks before your child, having caught the mumps, gets the symptoms. So we're probably only seeing the start of it. It goes through places like schools, colleges very quickly. If you sneeze, if you cough on something and then somebody touches it, and this is the way it spread. It's a quite a nasty one, and the hard bit about it is it's completely avoidable by vaccination. Now, there's no proof yet that it's the drop in vaccination rate that has caused it, but I suppose that's the worry.
Okay, that's the MMR vaccine, is it?
Yeah, which there was kind of controversy about it that was completely disproven. It's a very safe vaccine. So I would say anyone whose kids haven't been vaccinated, they should get it done.
So that's not something that you get as a baby. It's something they can get at any stage, is it?
Oh, you generally get two doses of it when you're like 12 and 13 months. And you get then a booster as you're older. But if people haven't had two doses of the MMR vaccine, they need to be getting it.
For ourselves, like adults who really don't know whether we've had it or not, can we still get it?
Oh, if you're an adult, you probably have had your MMR, because we would have been born before the time of the kind of fake controversy. Mm. So we're probably less vulnerable than maybe kids in their teens now.
And that's possibly why we're seeing it then in Trinity College and in some of the schools, rugby and that, is because the age group. So what are the first signs then of the mumps?
The first signs is that you kind of feel as if you're coming down with the flu, any kind of headaches and joint pains and a high temperature. And then a few days later, your face starts to swell. And it's your salivary glands up in front of your ears. They're your parotid glands. They're the main ones that swell. So you start to look a little bit like a hamster.
Okay.
So generally both sides, quite often just one side. You can get swelling of your ovaries. You can get swelling of your testes for men, which has a potential risk of infertility long term.
Okay.
And it can also cause meningitis. So it can be a very serious it can be a very serious illness, and it takes kids probably about a week, 2 weeks past these symptoms, and they have a lot of fever, they have a lot of pains, a lot of aches, very sore face, and there's no treatment for it.
There's nothing you can do.
No, only bed rest, fluids, paracetamol, Nurofen. You shouldn't give aspirin to children who aren't under 16, and I think that sometimes people tend to give aspirin to kids because they don't realise that kind of rule has changed since we were small.
Mm.
So it's kind of like cool compresses on their glands to keep the soreness out of them, and then just fluids and Panadol is really the kind of mainstay of treatment. But you'd be out of school for 2 weeks. You'd be very sick. So it is really a case of trying to get in ahead of it. If you feel that your child has missed the MMR vaccine, that is kind of the safest thing to do now at this stage when there is an outbreak.
So are the mums and dads that are looking after the children when they're at home in that period, are they putting themselves at risk at getting the mumps?
They are, but you very rarely see it in adults, because a lot of us who were maybe born before the MMR would have had mumps and gone through it, and others wouldn't have had mumps but would have had the MMR vaccine. So
okay.
Anyone who hasn't been vaccinated needs to be vaccinated.
Permanent damage then, does that ever happen?
It does happen to men who have swollen testicles. So their fertility can be affected in the long term. And that is one of the real big reasons why we vaccinate. So it's not every boy who gets the mumps will have this problem, but some definitely will.
Right.
Which is very serious.
Yeah, very, very serious. I hadn't even realised that one. And can you get it more than once, Dr. Eleanor?
No, once you've had it, you have a lifelong immunity for mumps, unless you had chemo or you're going through chemo. So an adult who might be around children who have the mumps and are going through chemo or on immunosuppressant drugs, they are vulnerable and they need to be vaccinated as well.
Okay, some great info there. Thanks very much for all your knowledge today. There is Dr. Eleanor Galvin from familydoctors.ie in North Farnham in Dublin. And I hopefully we'll get you back again soon, Dr. Eleanor. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.